Anton, it's lovely to meet you.
And you, Lynn.
Can I ask you, first of all, about your name? I thought it was a stage name, but when I did a little bit of research before we chatted, apparently not. So, yes, tell me about your
No.
name.
Well, it's Hungarian. I mean, my father's Hungarian and my mother's Spanish, which is no consequence to my name, but I'm sort of first generation British, if you like. So my parents both came over to the UK. They met where we were brought up, actually. They met in Sevenoaks in Kent. My father came over during the end of the 50s, during the sort of uprising that was going on in Hungary at the time. My mum came over approximately at the same time during Franco's Spain, just to work and make a better life, all those things, and came over to the UK and found each other. So, yeah.
So with a name like yours, I guess you had to go into something
Showbiz.
artistic. Absolutely. I mean, you couldn't be a plumber or a builder or something with a name like Dubek. It's
Dubek,
far too
I mean, get your
posh.
car played by Dubek. I guess not. I was lucky, really, because as I say, I don't come from any sort of dancing stock or entertainment stock in that regards. But it was interesting. I was always a great fan of the old musicals when I was a boy, because there were three channels on the television, and every Christmas you'd have to wait until you for a musical, or Easter Parade would come on. In my Easter
Oh,
bonnet.
yeah.
I mean, lovely. And what I loved about the whole thing was how beautifully dressed everybody was. That was the thing I enjoyed the most. More, and the other thing was people dancing together, because of course when I was young people didn't dance together. They were all dancing in discos, which I couldn't get hold of at all. That made no sense to me whatsoever. Couldn't understand that. Freestyle. Even now I get a little bit of a chill when somebody says freestyle. So although I can freestyle with chat, and I like nothing more than unscripted chat, so the show's going to be full of unscripted chat. But let me tell you, the choreography, that's going to be set. I can't freestyle choreography unless I'm on my own. I just forget. But I love dancing with a partner. So that dancing with a partner, Fred Astaire dancing with a partner, and then dressed beautifully, that was just right up my street. And then being in front of a, and I remember watching people like the Rat Pack or these great entertainers come out and in front of bands. So they'd come out with in front, like there'd be Count Basie there or something like that, or Nelson Riddle, and Frank would come out and do a song. And I love that. There's a wonderful scene in A High Society where Bing Crosby comes onto stage and he introduces Louis Armstrong's band, and they do, and that it's a song called And That's Jazz. And I love that. That for me is the best thing.
So was that the spark that started you off? Is that why you became a dancer? Was it the outfits, the glamour, and was it musicals that gave you that initial, that's really what I want to do?
Well, yes, really. I mean, the singing came much, much later. Do you know what it was? It was the dancing with a partner, the thing that did for me. And then I stumbled across ballroom dancing. And of course, and ballroom dancing, of course, is competitive. And I was very sporty at school. And so the whole world sort of meshed like a perfect storm, really. And then I did, and then the other thing, which was vital, I did quite well straight away. So I didn't get disheartened. You know, it's like you're not good at something, invariably give it up. But if you're just good enough, but not too good, you know, again, you get too good, you lose interest. If you're good enough that people go, oh, you're quite good at this, aren't you? But don't forget to do such and such. And you're all right. And then you're inspired to move on. And so it was all that really, all that stuff going on. And then that whole sort of entertainment thing I loved. You know, and I watched Brucey singing and dancing and doing duets. I love people doing stuff together, spontaneous duets and stuff. Ladies and please welcome my special guest for the evening. And then you get these two people doing a number together. I love that. I still love it now. I think it's the best thing ever.
So you mentioned Brucey. Was he
Yeah.
someone you aspired? That's
Yeah.
great. I'd love to do that.
I was his number one fan, really. I used to love Brucey's thing. He's a great maneuver of people, Brucey. People don't know that about him. A great maneuver of people. I mean, when he did the Jenga game and he did that sort of thing. I mean, Morgan Wise did a wonderful thing in their show. The play that I wrote, Ernie Wise did this thing where he's just like this fabulous play at the end of the great, fabulous. And Brucey used to do a similar thing at the end of the Jenga game with the big game at the end. And he was doing reading and people, and but the contestants were part of it, but they didn't know they were part of it. And oh, brilliant. I mean, read this, read this, read this. And they'd go, and then you'd get the card and say, what are you talking about? And it just brilliant. I mean, I loved all that. And I remember Brucey, I remember the old Come Dancing years ago, and Rosemary Ford was hosting it. And I did one. And on this one occasion, Brucey came on as a special guest for Rosemary Ford. And I was dying to meet him, and I didn't. And I was so disappointed. I couldn't, no, I can't meet him. Oh, right, okay. I just thought, yeah, I want to be like you. But how do you do that? How do you find that career? He's the great man on television. I'm a ballroom dancer. How does that work? I want to be Fred Astaire. Well, how do I? What's that career path then? Ballroom dancer in Sevenoaks in Kent in a church hall, and Fred Astaire. How do you make that? The world's a funny old thing. It moves in mysterious ways, and then suddenly Strictly Come Dancing comes along, and the whole world changes.
And how did that come along for you?
Just the BBC decided they wanted to make a TV show and they needed some professional dancers. And they approached the Ballroom Dancing Works as a ballroom dancing show. The thing is that they said, we're going to make it anyway. So you either do it or you don't do it. Don't bother us. We'd like you to do it because it's a ballroom dancing show. And because the industry was getting a bit sort of snippy about it. Oh, no, you're just going to take the mickey out of it. We've been through the Come Dancing. We've had to live through all that. We're serious business, if you don't mind. No, but we're going to make it anyway. And we thought, well, it's better to be in it than not. We thought, well, if we're in it and we see that they're going down a funny direction with something, we could say, to be honest with you, we sort of do that really rather than that anymore. We don't really wear them like that anymore. We to do this. And we went, nice, a bit smarter. So, and they were very good. I mean, for example, it was a conversation with the professionals, I was in the room at the time, that set the idea of having the songs at a minute and a half long. We thought that a minute might be a bit too short and that like a normal track, like a 3 minute song would be way too long. So we sort of came to an agreement a minute and a half would be appropriate. And it's been the same ever since.
And you've been in it since the very beginning. So was it 2004 it started? Yeah. And you're still there. Now you're judging. I mean, what a journey for you, Anton. It's been incredible. And the dance has changed, hasn't it? Since those very early days of 2004, it's become a lot more dancing by themselves, actually, rather than as a partner. What, how do you feel about that, the way it's changed over the years, Strictly?
Well, like all things, it evolves. I mean, in the old days, if you let go of your partner for more than about 4 seconds, Len would be catatonic. I mean, he'd be going mad. What are you doing? You've got to go wandering about. You've got to take hold, move around and dance together.
Yeah, and Len would get upset about that.
Len would get grumpy about it. People are starting at the top of the stairs and walking down either side. I mean, couldn't be wasting more time if they tried. I understand that. I've done all that myself. So from that regard, it's changed. We've got extra dancers now that things like we never used to do in the old days, like American Smooth and Charleston and stuff. But we've got more couples, so we need more dancers, what we call specialist dancers, which is great because it shows the dancers' versatility often. I've enjoyed those parts of the show coming in. But the sort of nub of the show remains the same. The integrity of the show remains the same. Why it's so successful. You've got a professional with an amateur competing against other ones or dancing, and they're dancing live on Saturday night in front of an audience and the judges, and you've got to have performed something. You've got to have something ready to show. And it's real. It's absolutely real. Everything around the show has evolved and changed. Everything around that part of the show has evolved and changed. I mean, the technology that they bring into it now, I mean, you look at even the set, you look at the set now and you look at the set from before, it's like two different shows. But as I say, the show hasn't changed. It remains the same. The graphics and augmented reality coming into the show now. I mean,
there's a lot more flying, Anton, and you really were a pioneer of that flying with Anne Whittaker when she flew in.
She was the first. She was the first person. They're all doing it now, but Anne Whittaker was the first one to do it. And I remember going to the producers after a couple of weeks of the show. We started off with waltz, which is quite nice. We did salsa week two. And we came to week three, we're doing tango. And I said to the producers, I said, I've got to be honest with you, there's nothing else I can do with her. She's only 5 foot tall. What can I do with her? I can't do anything with her. And I said, let me fly her in like that on high wire. And they went, no, you can't do that. I said, well, listen, you gave it to me. Give me a chance. And they went, all right, go on in. And they flew her in. And she was the first one. I mean, she's wonderful because she's terrified of heights. And she came all the way in from the top balcony. Brilliant. I mean, wonderful. And she came in like this, and I mean, she was remarkable. She basically, it's because of Anne that all of that's happened. Anne was the first to all the sort of messing around that goes on. She allowed me to do outrageous things, like chuck her across the floor and pick her up by her ankle and stuff. And she was brilliant. And it's because of that that people are doing all these outrageous things.
We are running out of time, Antoine. We do need to talk about the show. Tell me what you're going to be doing. And so it's a tour. You're going around the southeast, aren't you?
I am. I'm not doing many. I'm going to try, because I'm going to try it out and see how it goes. And I'm looking forward to it enormously. Something I've wanted to do for a long time. Just a small, intimate thing with an audience. And I've got the big thing I'm looking forward to the most, other than the singing and the dancing and the chatting, is that I've got a mobile phone on stage with me, and I've got my phone number in a foyer. So what I want people to do is text me during the show, and just, we're going to have a chat and have questions. Anton, did you go wrong in that last dance? No, I didn't go wrong in that last dance. You don't mind? Rude. And it's just sort of all that.
So the show isn't just talk. There's a lot of dancing, singing.
Oh, it's song and dance. Yeah, it's going to be mostly song and dance, but there's going to be chat. And then the chat is going to be generated by the audience. Otherwise, I'll just chat. You know, look at me now. Can't stop me. So I'm just going to chat away. But really, whatever you want to ask, ask, and I will answer. Yeah.
You come across as an open, friendly person. You are now, and you do. You're exactly like you are on TV. I have a friend. I have to tell you a little story just quickly. I have a friend, and she was a golfer.
Oh.
And she was at Sevenoaks, and she was playing golf near Sevenoaks. And you were on the golf course with a group of other people. And there was a group of women, and they all went, ooh, Anton, ooh. And you playfully gave them a lovely little wiggle. And she was so thrilled. Now, a lot of celebrities would go, oh, if I've been recognised again, it's going to spoil my day. You didn't do that, and that impressed me.
Oh, no. I hate it when they don't recognise me, quite frankly. I wiggle around just in case somebody might spot it from afar and hope they notice.
Well, looking forward to seeing you on the show, Anton. I hope it goes really well for you. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Bless you. Thank you.
Cheers.